So,
hello, Albert. Welcome to Kilroy.
Hello.
Tell me. Right, now you're on the new...
Hello.
Hello, Ferry.
I was, yes.
Now, how did you feel?
Yes.
How did you feel
when
you broke down? How did you feel, Albert?
I felt very sad. Like a little and lost, lonely gibbon.
A little gibbon?
A little gibbon.
But if you were, Albert, a little gibbon...
Gibbon?
What gibbon noise would you have made when it heard that the boat's propeller had malfunctioned and it had to return to Southampton for repairs? How would you feel? What noise would you have made?
The gibbon noise.
The gibbon noise.
It would have been sort of... gibbon.
I see. I see, concerned. Could you do that gibbon noise again for the people at home?
No, I'm too sad.
Okay, don't
make the gibbon noise
again. My programme, Albert. But how would you feel if I were to say that we here at Power FM were going to pay for you to go on another holiday, all expenses paid?
I'd be overjoyed. I would be so happy. I would we.
Would you, Albert, tell me, would you be happy to buy some underpants to hide your small and pathetic putrid winkle?
Yes, I'd be happy enough to do
Would you feel nice?
Yes, I'd feel lovely.
Sorry.
What?
But we're not going to do that here on Kilroy. And I'll tell you for why. It's because I'm an evil man.
With a disturbing tan
and a slight commentary accent.
It's
I simply got you on my programme to taunt you. Albert, you really smell.
I know.
You disgust me and my entire production too. Now, get out of my Kilroy sight before I have you murdered.
Okay.
Hey, John and Andy, Robert Kilroy, good deed, heart of gold there for this week.